The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right. You're in the loop. Let's do a little around the NFL in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist. Last minute change of plans and you can't use your tickets? Download Quick Assist from the App Store today. They'll take care of the process for you and find the best price on the market. That's Quick Assist, QUICKASYST. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. I guess this is a smaller note, but I found it interesting. I know that I heard on The Drive with Clint and Ron. Ron made this point that with the Texans making some moves on the practice squad yesterday, D'Angelo Ross and Cam Irvin were signed to the practice squad. They both make their returns. Desmond King. David Sharp were released. David Sharp, whatever, man. I say that with as much respect as I can muster because it doesn't matter for our purposes here. But Desmond King is an interesting one. He's somebody that I kind of had forgotten was on the practice squad because he was not elevated or anything once he was signed there. And you had some moments where you had some questions about cornerback depth, particularly in that slot. And he's done that.
He's a slot guy
for this team.
That's where he's best.
In the past. And so it's kind of interesting that he didn't get any run. Not even like any run, but he was not even activated at any point, elevated from the practice squad to the active roster at any point. Even to provide depth at a position that it's clear that this team needs a little depth at.
He's one of those guys that you look at and you look at his production and that he's helped this team. I'm not going to say he was a star, but I mean, he's helped this team. He's played. He started. That you look at him and you're like, what is it? You know, like, what is it holding him back? What is it keeping him from finding a role on a team, as you said, that kind of needed someone in that role? As far back as training camp this year, he was out there, you know, helping Jalen Petrie, you know, away from the drills even, you know, sort of being a guy that looked like a player that could play and participate and help. Never got on the field.
Yeah.
What is it?
I couldn't tell you, right?
Yeah.
It feels like an oddity that you have a guy there that has played the position, particularly in this system, that it feels like you might need just, hey, have an added guy that can do a little coverage stuff. He can do a little coverage stuff, and that tool was not utilized to the point where they even released him. So D'Angelo Ross makes his return. Cam Irvin listed as a guard. I know that he's previously in the past been listed as a tackle. That's an interesting thing to me as well, but, you know, whatever in that regard, I guess. Speaking of guards, though, you remember at the trade deadline when there was a lot of clamoring for the Texans to make a move for a guard?
Yeah, here.
On the show. Yes, very much on this program. We were asking for the possibility of maybe making a move for a guard. No move was made. And to, you know, the front office, you know, to in their defense, there were no moves for guards at the deadline mm-hmm. across the league that you could say, well, maybe you could have gotten that guy. Yeah. But when it comes to kind of reports and rumor mills, one of the names that came up that honestly was posited as a possible trade directly mm-hmm. for the Texans was a guard for the Chicago Bears, Nate Davis. We talked about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A veteran guy who's played in this league. Well, today, he was waived by the Bears. And that feels like an instance where everybody's ears perked up as that was a name that was already associated with the Texans. I don't know to what level of credibility. Like, I don't know if that's, hey, the Texans had interest or, like, it would have any level of, you know, attachment to him or feel for him. But that's somebody that, you know, somebody looked at and goes, that could help there. And now he's available, right?
Yeah.
Does that interest you in any way, shape, or form?
It does, but I think there's a counterpoint. And I think you opened my eyes to the counterpoint.
You're welcome.
But
notable eye-opener.
But it was nothing really. But either way, so there's a backstory here that's very interesting to me.
Literal backstory.
There is a literal backstory. So apparently one of the Bears beat writers, and I don't have his name in front of me. I apologize.
Boo.
Reported.
Look at the newspaper, man. Not attributing.
That's on me.
That's crazy.
That's on
bro.
Me, guys. That's on me. That apparently the Bears, the final straw. Get this, Figgy. Nate Davis called in Sunday morning with a surprise back injury. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, my back hurts. I'm not going to be able to play today. That to me sounds like a guy that.
Sunday morning.
called in with a surprise back injury.
He said, my neck and my back.
And now he's cut, you know, on Wednesday. And to me, my first thought was, well, that's just a guy that wanted out. That saw the writing on the wall, that wasn't a fit, that wasn't, you know, necessarily, you know, happy there. I just went out, came up with this presumably bogus back injury. Maybe he did slip and fall, but presumably bogus back injury and said, I'm out. Make sure it happens. And to me, I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's still pretty good, just not a good fit.
To be fair,
but you brought up the counterpoint, and I think it's fair.
Right. Is he a quitter? Right? I'm not often prone to using those terms, those absolute terms in those ways. But, you know, is he a quitter?
Yeah.
Is a question that has to be asked. Because one could easily look at that circumstance that you just described and say, hey, man, quit.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, I don't want to be here no more. I want to quit. And you drop him into this offensive line room,
see,
right?
That's the thing.
With the things that are thought, at least on the outside of this building, about that offensive line room.
See, if this offensive line was so elite and the team was rolling, then they could bring on anybody to me. Because now you got to fit into a great situation.
Yeah.
But if this situation ain't the best, then that might be worse. That type of stuff would cost people jobs.
Yeah, when Reggie said that, I went, yeah, that's a good point. Because do you want Nate Davis, who literally, well, I shouldn't say it, presumably faked an injury to get out?
There you go.
Do you want
avoid the lawyers.
Yeah, do you want him in the same room as Laremy Tunsil? No. If that's the case, no.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
However, if I was going to make a counterpoint to my counterpoint that I made prior, would you want to go to work with the Chicago Bears right now?
That's what I'm saying. That was my first thought.
That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, my first thought was, okay, he just wanted out. And I get it. Bring him here.
But then you said that and got in my head a little bit. Yeah.
See, if this offensive line was, like, great outside of the left guard,
mm-hmm.
and everything, if you just...
And veterans and yeah, tough dudes.
Everybody's good, but it was just a bad left guard. Kenny Green wasn't it.
Yeah.
And you could just plug somebody in right there, and the Texans were...
A veteran, mind you.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Texans were, let's say they only lost one game or two games.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, yeah, let's bring them in. Yeah. Bring them into that coach.
They'll make it work.
Yeah, no, yeah, they'd make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But with this situation now,
yeah.
I wouldn't mess with that.
Some other things around the NFL. We mentioned Dak Prescott going on the IR. Well, that's going to be an end of the season type thing. Jerry mm-hmm. Jones, in addition to talking about curtains and sun and stuff, he also let it be known on our sister station up there in Dallas that Dak Prescott is set to have season-ending surgery to repair a partial avulsion of the hamstring tendon.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the hamstring tendon came off the bone.
Yeah.
And so he's officially season-ending. Now, we already knew that he was not going to face this Texans team as they go up to Arlington on Monday to face off against them. I do wonder if that changes the outlook of the team. And they smarten up and actually play Trey Lance?
Maybe, but, you know, they already are going the other direction. By the way, how is Christian Harris?
I have no idea. Let's go to the Figgy News Desk. Yeah. Fig, what is the Christian Harris update?
I'll let you know when I get the update.
Thank you very much for that update.
So when a player has hamstring surgery, you can mention it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, but Christian Harris is dealing with a calf. That's completely different. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
I will say it is.
How is he?
Again to Figgy. Figgy,
is he? How is he?
Okay, all right. Thank you for that. But yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, it would be nice to just be like, yeah, he's not.
Yeah.
If a surgery was needed or is needed or what have you, it would be nice to know. But at this point, we just have to assume he's not playing this year, right?
We have to.
Now, of course, remember, to be fair, I should bring back up, Jonathan Alexander had kind of the idea of after the bye week
15,
you know, week 15, maybe seeing that come back. But I think. Is it fair to just protect our hearts and go, don't expect him back?
Yeah, do it for ourselves. Yeah. Don't build up hopes.
Even if he returns.
Yeah, at this point, just keep him out, man.
Yeah. But you can't say it, right? You can say it out loud like Jerry Jones did?
Well, I don't know. See, yes, but then when you say like Jerry Jones did, I feel like the negotes end.
Lose credibility.
Right? As soon as you go, you can do what Jerry Jones did, that's the type of thing that makes you stop and think.
Well, maybe not.
Like, is this something I want to do? Like, there's certain people in life that when you're like, yeah, why don't you do what that
Jerry
person
Jones
did?
Jerry Jones did it. Or well, like, hell, I don't want to do it.
It's like when you get a cosign from that one person, they're like, yeah, I agree. And you're like, wait, hold on. Did I say something?
Yeah, that's the same thing O.J. Simpson did.
Wait a minute.
Just like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Some other things around the NFL. The Colts seem to have realized error of their ways. Adam Schefter, not too long ago, tweeted out that the Colts have gone back to Anthony Richardson as starting quarterback for that team. So that was a mistake
it was a mistake. It's also potentially like, I think this is kind of Anthony Richardson's last hurrah because I don't anticipate them going back to Joe Flacco at any point because if he's good, then they'll kind of be, you know, in the hunt, so to speak, air quotes, the whole time. If he's really bad, you just ride it out and find out more on him.
You let him get football plays underneath his belt. And then also, the appeal of Joe Flacco is that he comes in and he basically...
gives you a shot.
That has been kind of dispelled in this season for Joe Flacco. So going back to him, I don't know what the appeal would be after that point. Besides, like, we just need to let Joe Flacco play football, which... Mm-hmm. I don't see why you would necessarily need that, per se.
Yeah.
Maybe Joe Flacco wants to do that.
I think this Anthony Richardson, you do it, or that's it.
Speaking of quarterback news, Joe Shane, who might be the first dude to have come out entirely negatively, like with no positive aspects from one of these, out-of-season documentary things the NFL will do, in this instance, Hard Knocks. He was talking about their quarterback decision with Daniel Jones because they're just in a place where Daniel Jones on the field looks very untenable, but he also makes $40 million a year, and he has a $23 million in injury guarantees for next season as well. He said on Brian Daboll, rather, said on Sunday that the team will be evaluating their options for quarterback during the bye week that they're on this week to determine, obviously, who plays going forward. Mm-hmm. Joe Shane, the GM, made it clear that Daniel Jones' contract will not factor into any choice that the and that the decisions will be made by football decisions.
I know that we
typically do the buy or sell on Thursday, but
yeah,
do you buy this, Joe Shane?
Heck no. Absolutely not. That what was it, 140?
Oh, no, it's 4 for $160. It was 40 a year.
160.
Yeah, that was the deal.
Tell me that's not going to factor in.
I mean, I can lie to you and say it's not going to factor in.
It's not
going to. I think, really, the big thing is the injury guarantees, right? Like, if that dude gets injured playing football, you are on the hook for more of this money.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that he is telling the truth in one of these, not that it will only be made on football decisions, but you can make this off football decisions because he's looked bad there too,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not even just, oh, look, he's making some of these passes. Maybe that'll project for. No, it's just, it looks bad.
Yeah.
It's flat out bad. Yeah. Like, there's a lack of confidence. What was it, a few weeks ago where they lose the game and he's on the sideline bawling mm-hmm. because of the acknowledgement and the understanding that he's not playing
yeah.
a good level of football. Like, yeah, this feels like this is done and dusted when it comes to his tenure as quarterback in all reality.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like, what does the exit ramp look like for the New York Giants at this point? That's what it feels like
yeah.
more than anything.
And, but the contract definitely, I mean, who would it not factor in on? You know, it absolutely does.
There you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, brought to you by Quick Assist. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Wednesday in H-Town. In the next hour, we will be giving away a $50 gift card to the Texas Star Grill Shop, so make sure you hang out with us. But also, we come to this place once again. Is Chris Sims right in his assessment, this time about Bobby Slowick? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.